This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Market fundamentals are keeping the corn prices low. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Even when there have been good news headlines, the corn prices have been resistant to move upwards. Unfortunately, the fundamentals in the corn marketplace just aren't friendly to a significant price increase. Jacob Burks, Chief Growth Officer at agmarket.net, said several factors are limiting a potential boost.
The fundamental side of this marketplace really got no help from the acreage report. We talked about 98 million acres last year on the corn side of things, lower bean numbers. The bean acres going last year were in a area of being okay because we've had such a big crop coming from South America. This year, we were hoping to see a switch over where we were going to end up growing more. I think the RVOs, all the reasons why we put more crush capacity in the United States is there. And we've had some policy changes to increase the need for that. And we were all in hopes that maybe we would see that push of bigger bean acres and see that corn acre come down from 98 million, even talks of something below 92 or somewhere in there at one point.
Burke said the high price of fertilizer is also putting a damper on corn prices.
You talk about the fertilizer, and that becomes a pretty big problem for these guys wanting to go in there and put larger, you know, amount of acres of corn in. And I think that that's something that if you didn't have it locked in, that might have changed your mind a little bit. So I would say right now, the fundamentals of the corn market are very, very reluctant to let this thing get up any type of big rally without any type of weather problem.
For more information, visit agmarket.net. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your email inbox each and every day. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.